ランキングトップ3の発表です。今週の第3位は
グッドマナーズメモリーズ夏の思い出、デビュー20年目にして36枚目のシングルと初のトップ3にランクイン。メンバーの皆さんはお赤飯を炊いてお祝いしたそうです。
それは良かったですね。
Hey guys, Valentine here, and you're listening to Gaijin Culture Cast. I'm really, really, really sorry. I know I've probably apologized a million times, but I'm gonna do it again. I'm sorry that I update so few times. I am so sorry that you guys were left with three episodes for such a long time. But I'll tell you what. You know what? I think I actually have found a way in which I can be publishing these things. So...you can look forward to more frequent you can look forward to more frequent podcasts. However, there's also the fact that along with me having more opportunities to do things, I've been busy with more things, you know. For instance, I'm thinking of getting a job. I'm thinking of getting my lazy ass up and actually getting a job. I'm thinking of maybe going somewhere for vacation outside of Texas because I actually don't like it all that much here.And I have been working on doing art commissions and stuff, actually for free technically, but I've been drawing and that's the point and that keeps me busy. So, but despite this, I feel bad about it. So I'm going to try to update as frequently as possible and all that jazz. What you heard in the beginning, if you're wondering what the hell that was actually a song, a hidden track at the end of a CD. This song is called Otogame.And it's by a band called Bump of Chicken. Yes, Bump of Chicken. They're very cool. A friend of mine gave me this CD because apparently at his school, he knows somebody who's actually from Japan. And like he spends half his time in Japan and half his time in America. I don't know what's up with that. I don't know how that works. But either way, it was one of his favorite bands. And I'll actually play you some of their normal tracks later on. And actually, I'll probably play more of that track later on as well because I find it very entertaining. And where have I been this whole time? What have I been up to? I think I already pretty much told you all that. Not much, actually. I mean, summers tend to be really uneventful for me. But despite that, I'll actually still find things to tell you guys. I feel really stupid. I would normally have some anime updates, and you would think me with so much time on my hands, I would have watched some anime. It really doesn't take that much effort. But I actually have, how many is it? I have 4 DVDs that friends have let me borrow just sitting in my room. I have the whole Anime On Demand channel just sitting there, not being watched. I have...all kinds of stuff and I'm just being retarded, but I'll still try to throw something together as far as the usual goes. All right, and let's start this out with I don't think I really have any culture news, so actually I think I'm just gonna play you a song first and then I'm gonna tell you a story. How's that sound? All right, here we go. I'll give you the song Passion by Utada Hikaru. As a good portion of you may know, it is the equivalent to what Hikari was for Kingdom Hearts 1. You know, it's the whole their song. Unfortunately, I have not actually played Kingdom Hearts 2. I have been waiting to ever since I finished Kingdom Hearts 1 so many years ago. But my dad sold our PS2, so I'm kind of screwed there. But hey, I can still give you the music. So, despite my ability to talk, here you go. Passion by Utada Hikaru. 思い出せば遥か遥か Alright, I'm sorry, that was really random. Passion, Tari Hikaru, it's a really fun song to sing. So, any of you guys who, actually, even if you think you're a bad singer, you should look up the lyrics and sing it. It's like super fun. I remember I had my friend Michael over here, and we were looking through my iTunes, and he's like, ooh, 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 you have passions, you have passions. And I'm like, yeah, he's like, play it, and I'm like, okay. So then he just like started singing along to it, and it was really funny because like everybody was home, and so like he was singing really loud, and he was like singing in her octave, and it was good times, good times. All right, so I guess I owe you a story, right? I was going to read you the story of Hoichi the Earless. It's about a monk who gets his ears torn off by spirits. Yeah, I might tell you that some other time, but I was actually doing it, but then I ended up deleting it and decided not to do it because I messed up like so many times, and it's just like, my mind is not focused enough to tell that story right now. So I'm going to tell you the story of the maiden with the bowl on her head. Yeah, Japanese mythology. It's interesting stuff. All right. Anyways, it goes a little something like this. In the ancient days, there lived an old couple with their only child, a girl of remarkable charm and beauty. When the old man fell sick and died, his widow became more and more concerned for her daughter's future welfare. One day she called her child to her and said, "Little one, your father lies in yonder cemetery, and I, being old and feeble, must follow him soon. The thought of leaving you alone in the world troubles me so much, for you are beautiful, and beauty is a temptation and a snare to men. Not all the purity of a white flower can prevent it from being plucked and dragged down to the mire. My child, your face is all too fair. It must be hidden from the eager eyes of men, lest it cause you to fall from your good and simple life to one of shame." Ooh, mean, like, you know, she doesn't want her to become a hoe and stuff. Anyways, having said these words, she placed a lacquered bowl on top of the maiden's head so that it veiled her attractions. "Always wear it, little one," said her mother, "for it will protect you when I'm gone." Shortly after this loving deed had been performed, the old man, woman, I'm sorry, died, and the maiden was forced to earn her living by working in rice fields. It was hard, weary work, but the girl kept her heart brave and toiled from dawn to sunset without a murmur. Over and over again, her strange appearance created a considerable comment. And she was known throughout the country as the maiden with the bowl on her head. Young men laughed at her and tried to peep under the vessel, and not a few endeavored to pull it off of her head. But it would not come off, and laughing and jesting, the young men had been content with the glimpse of the lower part of the fair maiden's face. The poor girl bore this rude treatment with a patient but heavy heart, believing that out of her mother's love and wisdom would come some day a joy that would more than compensate for all of her sorrow. One day, a rich farmer watched the maiden working in his rice fields. He was struck by her diligence and the quick and excellent way she performed her tasks. He was pleased with that bent and busy little figure and did not laugh at the wooden bowl at her head. After observing her for some time, he came to the maiden and said, "You work well and do not chatter to your companions. I wish you to labor in my rice fields until the end of the harvest." When the rice harvest had been gathered and winter had come, the wealthy farmer, still more favorably impressed with the maiden and anxious to do her service, bade her to come inside of his house. My wife is ill, he added, and I should like you to nurse her for me. The maiden gratefully accepted this welcome offer. She tended the sick woman with every care, for the same quiet diligence she displayed on the rice fields was characteristic of her gentle labor in the sick room. As the farmer and his wife had no daughter, they took very kindly to this orphan and regarded her as a child of their own. At the length of the farmer's eldest son returned to his old home. He was a wise young man who had studied much in Kyoto and was tired of the life of feasting and frivolous pleasure. His father and mother expected that their son would soon grow tired of his father's house and its quiet surroundings, and every day they feared that he would come to them, bid farewell, and return once again to the city of Mikado. But to their surprise all, the farmer's son expressed no desire to leave his old home. One day the young man came to his father and said, "Who is this maiden in our house, and why does she wear an ugly black bowl on her head?" When the farmer had told the sad story of the maiden, his son was deeply moved, but nevertheless he could not refrain from laughing at the little bowl. The young man's laughter, however, did not last long. Day by day, the maiden became more fascinating to him. Now and again, he peeped at the girl's half-hidden face and became more and more impressed by her gentleness and matter of her nobility. It was not long before his admiration turned into love, and he resolved that he would marry the maiden with the bowl on her head. Most of his relations were opposed to the union. They said, "She's all very well in her way, but she's only a common servant. She wears a bowl in order to captivate the unwary, and we do not think it hides beauty, but rather ugliness. Seek a wife elsewhere, for we do not tolerate this ambitious and scheming maiden." From that hour, the maiden suffered much. Bitter and spiteful things were said to her, and even the mistress, once so good and kind, had turned against her. But the farmer did not change his opinion. He still liked the girl, and was quite willing that she could become his son's wife. But owing to the heated remarks of his wife and the relations, he dared not reveal his wishes in the matter. All the opposition, none too kindly expressed, only made the man more desirous to achieve his purpose. At the length, his mother and the relations, seeing that their wishes were useless, consented to the marriage, but with very bad grace. The young man, believing that all difficulties have been removed, joyfully went to the maiden with the bowl on her head, and said, "All troublesome oppositions is at an end, and now nothing prevents us from getting married." "No," she replied, the poor maiden, weeping bitterly, "I cannot marry you. I'm only a servant in your father's house, and therefore it would be unseemly for me to become your bride." The young man spoke gently to her. He expressed his ardent love over and over again. He argued, he begged, but the maiden would not change her mind. Her attitude made the relations extremely angry. They said the woman had made fools of them all, little knowing that she dearly loved the farmer's son, and believed, in her loyal heart, that marriage could only bring discord in the home and that had sheltered her poverty. I'm sorry about all the messing up. That night, the poor girl cried herself to sleep, and in a dream her mother had came to her and said, "My dear child, let your good heart be troubled no more. Marry the farmer's son, and all will be well again." The maiden woke the next morning full of joy, and when her lover came to her and asked once more if she would become his bride, she yielded with a gracious smile. Great preparations were made for the wedding, and when the company assembled, it was deemed in high time. I don't know. I guess that means that they did it really quickly. This stuff has weird wording. Oh, actually, what it was saying was they were trying as hard as they could to take the bowl off, but it wouldn't come off. The maiden tried to take the bowl off herself, but it still wouldn't come off. When some of the relations, with not few unkind remarks, came to her assistance, the bowl uttered strange cries and groans. At length, the bridegroom approached the maiden and said, "Do not let this treatment distress you. You are just as dear to me with or without the bowl." And having said these words, he commanded the ceremony should just proceed. Then the wine cups were brought to the crowded apartment, and according to custom, the bride and the bridegroom were expected to drink together, 3 times 3 in token of their union. Just as the maiden put the wine cup to her lips, the bowl on her head had broke with a great noise, and it fell in, like, the pieces fell as gold. And then the maiden, who had once been a beggar, now had her marriage portion. The guests were amazed as they looked upon the heap of shining jewels and gold and silver, but they were still more surprised when they chanced to look upon and see that the bride was the most beautiful woman in all of Japan. The end.
Cute little story, right? Well, kind of long, I realized, but hey, I tried my best. I know I messed up a lot. Excuse me, I'm working on it. I'm trying to get better. Next up, I am going to actually, I tried something new. I'm going to have a little DDR segment. I'm not going to be doing this from now on. It's just a one-time thing because I think it's kind of retarded. I don't know. You guys tell me. But what I did is, I know it sounds really lame, I played DDR and I recorded it on the mic earlier. And so, like, essentially it's like you get to listen to the song even though you have a little commentary shit. And then after the song's over, I tell you my score. And then I have a little commentary-ish, kind of like, I read off what I had, and then I, like, say whatever the fuck, and, like, at the end of it, I say a little something.
Actually, did I say that I was gonna, like, play it soon? Never mind, I'm actually gonna play that at the end, sorry about that. Right now, I just had a friend come over, and so you'll be meeting her. Hold on a second. Alright, hold on. Elizabeth, Lizzie, Liz, yeah, say hi.
Hey kids, what's up?
Yeah. Lizzie is here for no reason. Yeah, but she's all super cool, and so she'll be co-hosting it for a little while here. Because I had actually, you know, I really procrastinate a lot, so then everything that I recorded, I had actually recorded it, like earlier, like, a couple days ago, and now, like, a couple of days later, she's here, so I'm like, hey, do the podcast with me, and she's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, and she's like, yeah, so, yeah, we're here, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just so super cool that I'm gonna be invited to do these things.
Damn right, because this is a super cool show with super cool people.
Like you and me.
Like you and me.
And your robot, yes, on your t-shirt.
Yes, I have a shirt on that right now. It says, what does it say?
Robots need love too.
It was kind of, it's hard to see from an aerial view. No, never mind. Yeah. I guess you could say that's a disadvantage of being having these. You can't read your shirt upside down. Wow. Yeah. Anyways,
let me see. No, I cannot.
Hey, your shirt. I'm sure you were trying to read my shirt. What was? Yeah, man. I wish I could record a video with this so you guys could see her. Elizabeth.
I love you, man.
How? Excuse me. Whoa. Hey. Hey.
No, I'm just kidding, by the way. So yeah.
Yeah, I think they know that. I think they know that. It's okay.
I don't know that.
Well, why you have something, you have anything against the homosexual community? Hmm.
I have something against Grace.
Oh yes, kids out there, well, they, you guys have no idea what we're talking.
Take an hour to explain.
Oh no, I'm not going to. They don't need to hear it. Essentially, she's just talking about there's this girl we know, and she's like really 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 annoying. She's bisexual and she flaunts it, and she's really slutty.
I don't think she's really bisexual.
No, she is. She is. Trust me. I know from personal
experience.
Well, I know by experience. She's tried to get in my pants. I know.
Hey, she did the same thing to me.
She did the same thing for everyone. All right, let's not get into this. This is not.
I told you.
You know what? Hey, shut up.
Anyways,
today's
weather.
Today's weather is sunny out, but not really. It's kind of overcast.
No, it's sunny. She can't see it.
This is true. This is true. There are clouds. There are clouds. And in the sunny setting, as it is 8:25, why is it so light outside?
I don't know.
That's weird.
The alien spacecraft is like casting lights down upon our dwelling.
That's pretty amazing. All right. I remember I got some mail in. Mail, isn't that exciting?
Mail time.
Actually, hold on a second. I have to check something else first. Because do any of you kids go to Gaia Online? Well, it's like really cool. Like, it's like, you know,
it's for retarded anime people like us.
Most people listening to this podcast are retarded anime people.
And we're awesome, by the way.
First we're retarded, now we're awesome. Okay.
Hey, you can be awesome and retarded at the same time.
Like me, I'm a prime example of that. You guys out there, if any of you met me in person, you would know. I am like one of those things that's so retarded, it's cool. Yeah, but Gaia Online, it's a website you should definitely check out. I'll probably put it in the show notes. It's spelled like Gaia, like the Mother Earth, whatever crap, you know, G-A-I-A. Yes, Gaia. Yeah. Gaia is my world. Gaia is my world. Whatever. Okay.
Whatever.
Yes, well, Gaia represents the essence of life. Shut up.
I'm trying to do a podcast here.
Don't degrade me. What?
The Earth is taking over the internet. It is Gaia.
You mean the internet is taking over the world?
No. The world is taking over the internet. Gaia is the world's kind of thing. It's online now.
Stop. Just stop. Yeah, all right. It's spelled G-A-I-A. online.com. It's really fun forums with, you make your own little person and it's super cool, and I'm checking my mail right now. Yeah, I know, it's just a pop-up, it's fake. Never mind.
It's a farm.
Oh damn it, fucking spam. Well, one of my friends sent me spam. That's not cool. I hate chain letters. Did I ever mention that? I hate chain letters. Who likes chain letters? Who the hell sends on chain letters? Chain letters are retarded. Chain letters are for the mentally impaired.
Yeah, kids, don't send chain letters.
Chain letters are bad. They make people like me go, ah! And I made a face and like shook my hand, but you couldn't see it. But you can imagine in your minds, because you guys are cool like that. All right. Yeah. Hold on a second. I'm logging into the thing, and for now, actually, hold on a second. I'll pause. Pause microphone. Go.
All right. Yeah. Never mind about that. Okay. I am on Podomatic.com now. Yay. Did I tell you guys? Yeah, I told you guys about that earlier. If so, if you haven't gone there, then go there already. There's actually a fan list. And apparently there's a lot of people listening to this thing, but I don't know. I only know if you exist, if you either email me or podmail me or go to the fans list. Because on the Podomatic site, there's a thing where you can click and you can say, oh, I'm a fan. So if you're a fan, then click, because only the uncool people don't want to be fans. Yeah.
Yeah, and Candace will love you forever. In her hearts, you'll have a special place.
I will. I'll have a special place in my heart, and I will dream about you at night and watch you in the shower. I will love you long time. So, all right, let's see. Where is my pod mail? Do you know? No, you don't know where my pod. You've never been to Podomatic.com, have you?
Shut up. I'm a loser. Shut up. Go.
We're all losers. It's okay. We're a legion of losers. Here. I'm going to give you a hug. Aw, bonding moment. Aw.
Okay, get away from me.
Okay, yeah. Sorry about that. All right, so, crap. I can't find my pod mail. It is...
Right. She needs her pod mail to have, like, one of those little remotes you have when you lose your remote. And it noise thingies. Like, where it beeps. It goes beep, beep, beep. And it, like, flashes.
Are you talking
with your keys and stuff?
Oh, you mean like those things that they have?
Those are so awesome.
I want one. You know, like they have a tracker thing and you attach it to your keys and you push the button and then it goes beep, beep, beep.
What if you
beep? That's a good point. I was just thinking about that, but let me finish. You know what I'm talking about? Like you push the button and it beeps and then that means that you like, you know, you can hear your keys, so whatever you lost it, you can find it. That'd be cool if I had it for web pages, but the thing is you can't really make noises because it's not a physical thing. It's the World Wide Web.
You should be able to, like, to type in a search.
You know what would be
and
cool?
And have it, like, light up.
No, you know what would be cool? Is if we can walk into the internet.
Like in Scooby-Doo in the... Which one was it? The Cyber Chase? Scooby-Doo in the Cyber Chase.
Wow.
Go see that movie, kids. It's awesome.
Wow. I didn't know that. Fascinating. Even I'm learning things here. No, but, like, actually, if any of you guys watch the Dave Chappelle Show, did you see the episode where he goes on into the internet? That is so funny. The dude, like, with the pop-up and this guy, like, this little, like, Middle Eastern dude keeps on coming up to him. He's like, hey, body, 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 body. And he's all like, oh, what? He's like, he, like, crawls up to him and he, like, kind of, like, whispers in his ear and he's like, would you like to enlarge your penis? And he's like, I'm okay.
What? Yeah. And they also, like, do something on, like, Sabrina. If you ever, like, watch Sabrina.
The Teenage Witch?
Yes, the Teenage Witch.
Dude, I haven't seen...
She goes in the computer and she sees Scooby-Doo and Shaggy.
Sabrina sees Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, she's, like, looking for something or something and, right, yeah.
I haven't seen that show since I was, like, little. Have you ever grown up, Elizabeth?
No, and then, like, this dude comes up to the computer and he's like, whoa, hello, picture, must, like, fix up and stuff. So he, like, enlarges her boobs and stuff. She's, like, stuck that way.
Whoa, internet porn, anybody? Yeah, all right,
Where?
In your pants.
Really, where?
Yeah, anyways.
I can't see.
Pod mail, okay.
Pod mail, almost time for pod mail, yeah.
I wish you guys...
Planet?
Yeah. Aw, I wish you guys could have seen her. She did a cute little dance. Aww.
What's that dancing? Person.
You're adorable. No. Anyways, I don't know what his real name is. He just calls himself Foster Earnhardt. I cannot pronounce names. I am really sorry. It's like, isn't that some dude from one of the Final Fantasies? Whatever. He says my podcast is great and that he's loving the music, but my commentaries are also funny. Which, yes, they are. What can I say?
Wait, let's give her a round of applause.
Yay!
And thank you, weird named person.
It's a pen name, silly.
Yeah,
I would applaud, but I have a microphone in my hand, so it's a little hard.
Yeah, hold it.
Wait, yeah, okay. Elizabeth, hold it for me.
Yay!
She loves you.
I do. I love you, people who pod mail me. I love you, people who don't
checks for holes in your walls.
Shut up. I love you, people who pod mail me. I love you, people who don't pod mail me, but I love you who pod mail me even more and email me. Those are you, everybody who listens. I love you. I love you. Like a fat kid loves cake. Yeah.
Cake is awesome.
You know what, Elizabeth? You're very distracting. I haven't been progressing very well on this. I blame you. You suck.
I'm not fat, by the way.
I know that. She's not fat, kids. All right.
He tells me to keep up the good work, and he says, you're a faithful listener, and he points out that even though I only have 3 episodes, Faust. And yes, I know, but now I have a 4th episode. Yay! I have another one from... They didn't say who they were. Meh. You guys put names so I can say who you are. They say, nice podcast. So far, you're doing good. You need to update more. I want to hear more of you. And stop doing so bad in school. Yeah, I'd like to.
Hey, you're moving on.
Yes.
That's what counts.
Yes, at least I got to the next grade because I'd been held back already. And they're like, you know what? Since you got held back, there's that whole No Child Left Behind bullshit. So, like, we're going to put you ahead another year now.
Bullshit. It saved your ass.
Hey, no. Even if that didn't save my ass, my state testing scores, for the record, kids, I am smart. Just because I get bad grades does not mean I'm stupid. I get excellent, above average, advanced scores on state testing. I just don't do my homework. So if any of you guys are starting to slip there in work, don't do it. Do your homework, kids. I don't mean to be all retarded, but do your homework. It's not good not to. I know from experience. All right. I think that I had actually gotten some emails, but I forgot, and I'm too lazy to go get those. Let's see. On the last episode that I made, on the 3rd episode, Nikki said, hey there, your podcast is so cool. I love songs. Keep up the good work. Do you draw anime? Do you own a DeviantArt account? As a matter of fact, I do own a DeviantArt account, and I do draw. If you go to the Podomatic site, the picture for the first episode, you know, episode 0.5, there's a little girl with the nurse hat and all that, and I drew that. I can do better, but blah, blah, blah. I don't actually update my DeviantArt that much, but I will put that in the show notes. I'm tired. I've been talking a lot. Hold on a second. Okay. Hey. You know what? We've been talking for a long time, haven't we, Elizabeth?
Yeah, pretty long time.
Pretty long time, yes. So, I will play you a song.
What song are you going to play?
Huh. Well, let's see.
That's all right. So rehearsed sounding.
Shut up.
I said it's sounding.
I don't
make that face at me.
I'll make whatever face I want.
And I'll love every face you make.
Okay, let's not get all, yeah.
Up close and personal.
Hey, whoa. Yeah, she just did something. Yeah.
That sounds so wrong.
Shut up, I'm trying to tell them what song it is. Do you know what song it is? No, you know why? Because I haven't told you. Why haven't I told you? Elizabeth! Okay, Elizabeth, shut up. I'm going to play for you a song called Shiki no Uta by Minmi, which is the ending song to Samurai Champloo. Here you go.
We're back, me and Elizabeth. Elizabeth, say hi again.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. And now it's time for an anime review. Woo! Yeah, I was gonna do a review of Samurai Champloo. Actually, you know what? I will. But first, I'm gonna hand it over to... Actually, never mind. I won't do that. Never mind. I'll do it some other episode. I'll hand this over to Elizabeth, and I'll let her do a review, because we were just talking while the song was on, and... I was saying, hey, what do you want to do a review on? And one of the things she mentioned was Voices of a Distant Star. And I'm like, yeah, but I haven't seen it and whatever. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, you know, you should do a review of it. It'll be, you know, and plus it'll be something so that I can learn, you know. It'll be a new experience for me, myself. All right. So I'm handing it over to Elizabeth. Here you go.
Hey, kids, what's up? Okay. My dad introduced this anime to me, and it can be found at the majority of video rental stores, which is very odd because they have bad anime selections. Anyway, so it's a really good movie, and it's about this girl and this guy, and they've been like best friends for like the longest time in school. And when it comes down to it, in the end, one of them makes it farther off into the job field it wants.
You skipped that. You didn't say what they're doing. You just said they're friends, and then in the end, they're gone.
What? No, that's not what I meant. I didn't skip it. Okay, so they end up not being able to do the same job things. So, like...
Oh, she, you know
what? Wait, stop, Elizabeth.
No,
I can't.
No, I can't.
Let go.
Okay, I'm just going to give it for a second. Okay, hold on. Okay, it's okay.
The pilot thingy.
Breathe. I'll give it back to you. It's okay.
No, it's not.
All right. Okay, she explained this to me actually earlier. Essentially what it is, okay, there's these two people and they're like best friends or whatever. And like, they both wanted to get into the army, but only one of them makes it. All right, so then I'll let her continue now.
Yeah, I have problems talking. Okay, so
the only communication way they have is by their little cell phones, right? And so as the girl gets farther and farther off into the galaxy,
because
the guys...
it's in the future.
And yeah, it's in the future.
And the war is in space, because it's always like that in anime.
Yeah, and they're off raiding separate planets and et cetera, et cetera. And the guy is stuck there, and they've been sending messages back and forth to each other. But as she goes farther off, it takes longer for the messages to be transmitted back to Earth and so forth. And so it goes up to like 8 years to just get one message saying hi, and they've grown farther apart, and he's kind of like drifting off and getting all sad and depressed, and the girl is like all kind of doing what she wanted to do but still missing him, and she's really lonely because she's kind of by herself. Anyway, I just think it's a really great anime, and it is beautiful, beautiful art in it. The pictures and the graphics of the ships and stuff is just magnificent. I really suggest going to see it. Yeah.
Is there anything you don't like about it?
The characters aren't really that detailed, but I think it just makes it like really cute and helps you focus more on the background.
All right, that's good. So give it a rating from 1 to 10.
I'd say, like, I guess maybe a perfect 10. I don't know. I mean, it even has the pictures of empty classrooms, and that's kind of like pulls it all together, you know?
What does empty classrooms have to do with anything?
I really appreciate empty classrooms in art. Shut up. I'm weird.
Oh, okay.
Like that empty swim sets, rolled over tricycles.
But I get what you mean, but that's really random. It's like, yes, I give it a perfect 10 because there's empty classrooms.
Well, I think it kind of just helps put it together. It's empty. It helps make it empty.
You make it sound like a slideshow, Elizabeth.
My life is a slideshow. What are you talking about?
You're making no sense. Go away. I shove you. Go away.
Why steal your microphone?
Oh! No, you didn't. I'll whack you with it. I'm sorry. Did I hurt you? That teaches you not to steal my microphone, bitch. Oh, what?
Dude,
what now?
Like X-Men and the Juggernaut.
Hell yeah, man.
Tell
have you guys...
Tell them about the clip.
Yeah, I got... Well, I'm pretty sure everybody's seen it. Have you? Okay, look. If anybody has seen the X-Men movie... X-Men 3, The Last Stand, there's this one scene where it's pretty well known, where the Juggernaut goes, where, like, he's chasing Kitty, and then she, like, makes him, like, get stuck somewhere, and he's all like, do you know who I am? Because he's got this Australian accent, and he's all like, I'm the Juggernaut, bitch! And he goes, boosh, and jumps out of it. And then online, they did this, like, this overdubbing of the old X-Men cartoon, and it's, like, really, really funny, and he says, I'm the Juggernaut, bitch. Like, I know it sounds retarded, but, like, go online and type in, I'm the Juggernaut, bitch, and it's, like, really funny. Then again, if you don't have my sense of humor, it might not be as funny. I actually have seen somebody who didn't think that was really funny. Isn't that stupid? Yeah, I know.
Who didn't like it?
My friend Michael. I mean, like, he said he liked it, but he wasn't, like, really laughing or anything.
I thought it was funny to begin with, but it does kind of stretch on after a while.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably its only
It's 9 minutes. It's 9 minutes long, so after a while it gets old, so you can fast forward through it. But it's pretty funny, man. Like, my friend Jose, when I had him watch it, he loved it. He thought it was the most hilarious shit ever because he grew up watching that show too, you know? So he knows who everybody is, all the weird villains and stuff. And he's like, oh my God, that's so funny. So yeah, me, however, I'm a little young for that because I think that was like early 90s. I don't know. I was very little in the early 90s. I was born in the beginning of the 90s. So
yeah. We missed everything good.
We didn't miss everything good.
Yeah, we missed everything good. Well, we got Pokemon.
Are you talking about the 80s? Are you saying you missed the fact that we missed the 80s? We missed poofy hair, pink t-shirts, dinosaur shorts, and skateboards?
Hell yeah. And we missed some of the greatest bands there are.
This is true. A lot of good bands were gone by the time it was our time, you know? That just kind of sucked. But you know what? This isn't about American culture. This is Gaijin Culture Cast. We're about Japan. We have not been talking about Japan at all this whole time. What did you say? Nice. 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 I'm sure they really appreciate your apology, bitch. I see. We've betrayed them. We've left them with nothing. Their daily dose of Japanese culture has been taken away from them. Stolen. Gone. Poof. Zip. Zero. Nada.
Candace,
nothing.
You're my daily dose of Japanese culture. You brought me onto the show. I'm your American ambassador to nothing.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
There's my apology. I'm confused. Hey, look, this thing's been going on for 43 minutes. Isn't that cool?
We better end it.
Well, we don't have to end it, but the point is, we can. All right. I'm really sorry if I've dragged this on and if we've been ranting. I hope you enjoy it. This episode has been different. There probably won't be many more episodes like this because I don't normally have friends over. But yeah. All right. So I'm going to start a song in the background. You can't hear it yet. I throw that in later, you know. But you'll be able to hear it when we listen back on this. Yeah? Okay? There's music. Can you hear it? But not really because it's not on there yet. But it will be. What are you giving me those shifty eyes for?
I'm looking for an open window.
There's... I'm sorry. I was coughing. Oh, wait. She's jumping out the window. Hey, don't jump out the window! All right. So, come back here. You have to say goodbye. All right. So, this has... Wait, did you mention my name in here? I just noticed. They're not supposed to know my name. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, God. We have to listen to us rant.
No. Oh, man. We've been ranting for a long time. Well, this is Valentine.
And Lizzie.
Damn right, it's Lizzie. And you've been listening to Gaijin Culture Cast. See ya. Wait a second. I deleted it? Lizzie, I think I deleted the DDR segment.
Holy shit, man.
Yeah, that's not cool. Well, what do we do?
They could listen to us to rant for a more... No.
Ranting? No. Wait, this isn't cool. Wait, why am I talking? What's going on? I didn't understand.